Hello, John. Are you there?
Yes, Elizabeth, and it's a joy to be here.
Wonderful. Okay, this is Elizabeth Kick speaking with John Bruna, also or formerly known as Monk Jopel. And I will only ask you one question, John, because I want to keep it short and sweet. In your description of the workshop you will be doing until you write on your website, your first sentence is really intriguing to me. It says, "The key to living a meaningful and happy life is to live in alignment with your own inner values." Would you please elaborate a bit on this? It's a big, dense sentence.
Yes, well, absolutely. One of my teachers, Alan Wallace, liked to define genuine happiness as that which is not dependent upon outside stimulus. In other words, a real genuine happiness in our lives is something that comes from within. It's not what we get from the world, it's what we bring to it. And the key to living a life that results in a well-beingness, a happiness that takes place whether the car starts, the car doesn't start, whether people like me or don't like me, the real key to that is when I live in alignment with my own values, when I can look in the mirror and feel good about the life and the choices that I lead. That sense of integrity is one that fills one with a well-beingness. Essentially, it's living an ethical life, and that becomes the path to an inner happiness and a well-beingness that takes place regardless of our outside circumstances.
I'm sorry for interrupting this. It's really intriguing to me. That presupposes that we all have an inner ethical value system.
Absolutely. And I believe that we all do. The problem with most of us in our life is that we're so busy that we live life on autopilot, that we wake up in the morning and we've got things to do and lists to take care of, and we're drinking a cup of coffee, we're out the door, and rarely do we actually have the time to sit down and look at what is important to us, what is of value to us, what is something that we feel good or strong about as far as, you know, I don't like to use the word right or wrong, but things that align with what we know would be beneficial or not beneficial, and things that we really agree with. Unfortunately, most of us don't have that time or don't take that opportunity to really dig inside and see what is of value and what is important to us and what, you know, is beneficial and has purpose in life and our interconnection with others. It's there. Unfortunately, often we just don't have that time, and it's buried quite frequently.
And in the workshop, you actually give us the tools to discover our inner values more and apply them more?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually believe that all of us really know how to improve our life. And, you know, one of the little key tests I like to say is, you know, any of my students, even when I work in inner city schools, I could ask them, write five things that you can do that would improve your life. And everyone can write those five things to do to improve your life. Everyone knows if you take a minute, we know what we can do and what we feel would improve our lives. So a part of this workshop is taking the time to look at what is important, what is meaningful, what is beneficial, and then cultivating some tools to incorporate that into our daily life and just creating some little moments, a few moments throughout the day where we're going to check in and see if we are living a life that's important and meaningful to us in the sense that we believe. Nobody else's values but your values.
I can't wait. I think this is awesome. And I hope a lot of people will join us. This, yeah, it sounds crucial to everybody's life. And when you talk about it, it sounds easy. So I hope a lot of people will join us the weekend, October 12th through 14th in the community room. It's all written up in the posting and the Telluride Inside Out. And thank you so much, John. We're looking forward to having you here.
Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth, and I really look forward to returning to Telluride.
Great. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.